Hello, Canada Connection. It is your host, Molly Maidenblick. It is the beginning of October, so that is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So there's obviously a lot of stuff that is happening this month, and we're very, very excited to have our guest, Dr. Ashley Richardson, with us today. She is a breast cancer surgeon. She's also an adjunct faculty at Michigan State University, an associate professor at Wayne State University, and she has her office that she practices out of in Flint and in Clarkson. And so I would like to welcome our guest today. Hello, Dr. Richardson. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, Molly. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So as I said, it is October, so it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so the American Cancer Society, our Cancer Statistics Center, estimated in 2022 that invasive breast cancer will be newly diagnosed in an estimated 287,850 women. And so these rates have been increasing by about like 0.5% per year since the mid-2000s. So I was just wondering if there's, can you talk a little bit about why these rates seem to be trending upward?
Sure. And you're correct. They have been trending upwards. And one of the things that we know is the population is also getting older. So advanced age, as you get older, the risk of cancer goes up, and that certainly follows trend with breast cancer. So as the population continues to age, the risk of breast cancer actually goes up. And that's, a lot of patients do not know that. And when I mentioned to the patients that the older they get, the risk goes up, they're often surprised by that. They think they get to a certain age and that risk actually goes down, but in actuality, the risk is higher. So as the population ages, the breast cancer risk goes up as well. We also know that there's a large obesity epidemic in America, and with obesity also comes an increased risk of breast cancer. So there have been a lot of us working to help impact that epidemic because the risk of cancer, a lot of different cancers, including breast cancer, go up with obesity. We also know substance abuse, which continues to be a problem in America. So tobacco and alcohol both can increase your risk for breast cancer. So those are other things that we continue to see increase the trend for breast cancer, as well as reproductive health and other factors that tend to trend into that elevated risk.
Sure, sure. Well, there's a few things that you mentioned in there that we can, you know, a lot of people think, oh, cancer just kind of happens sometimes. But if you, you know, have a healthy lifestyle, if you're, you know, not smoking, drinking, or excessive, that, you know, it's nice to know that these things can actually help reduce the risk of cancer, of breast cancer.
So. Yeah, we call those modifiable risk factors. So there are certain things that we can't modify, right? So I can't change my genes. I can't change that I was born genetically female, and my breast cancer risk is higher in females. So those are non-modifiable risk factors, but certain things that are modifiable, such as the obesity or our weight, substance abuse, not smoking, not drinking, things that we can change on our own, living a healthy, active lifestyle. And I'll counsel my patients frequently about things that they can try and change on their own, especially patients that have been diagnosed with breast cancer. They'll come to the office and say, what can I do? How can I decrease my risk? Or what can I do going forward to decrease the risk of recurrence? And we spend a lot of time talking about diet and exercise and activity. And I think a key point is to understand that you can be as healthy as possible. I'll see vegan marathon runners and they'll still get breast cancer. I will see that are overweight and diabetic, and they may never get breast cancer. So there's no perfect solution, but trying to do the things innate to yourself that you can change are important. And it gives the patients a little bit of control of how can I be active in my, either my recovery, my risk of recurrence, or my prevention.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So you kind of talked a little bit about this, but can you kind of elaborate a little bit on what are some of the common risk factors for breast cancer?
Common risk factors. So I always tell ladies, being female, getting older, and having breasts, right? Those are three very big risk factors. And oftentimes those are things that we can't really change. Keeping in mind that 1% of breast cancer are in males. So males get breast cancer as well. So they are certainly not immune to this. And I think that's a key thing to remember as far as men checking their breasts or being aware of any lumps or changes, because that risk factor is there also. And sometimes in Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we leave out the men.
It's easy to do that for sure.
Too, because, you know, it is out there, and being aware of your body, male or female, is certainly important. But other risk factors, like we had touched on, obesity, any type of substance abuse, so whether it be alcohol or smoking. And it's really hard to hone in on what's acceptable when it comes to those, you know, those substances, I'll have patients say, well, can I have a glass of wine or can I do this? And I think right. the big thing that I touch on is things in moderation. Mm-hmm. And we know things that in excess, whether it be fat content or alcohol or tobacco, are not good for you. Other modifiable risk factors that we briefly touched on as well, as far as reproductive history, you know, the exposure to estrogen and hormone replacement therapy. That's a big topic that we have in the office for ladies that have been on hormone replacement therapy for an extended period of time can also increase their risk factors.
Obviously,
one of the things you can't change is genetics. And those are in the office, we often do genetic testing. And that's non-modifiable, but knowing ahead of time if you have a genetic mutation or being aware of your family history is certainly important because that can drastically impact how we treat you and what we look for.
Modifiable and non-modifiable. I'm going to have to start using this. I think that's a better way of how I've been kind of stumbling over it when I talk about it. So, so as we know, early detection is usually very important in treating cancer. So is this true for breast cancer as well to make sure that, we detect it early on?
Absolutely. I talked to all of my patients about knowing your own body. You know, I always say, you know yourself better than I do. So if you see something that's new or changing, certainly bring it to my attention. That comes with a monthly self breast exam. And there's a lot of back and forth out there. If you look online, who should be doing a breast exam, who shouldn't. But from the American Cancer Society perspective and the American Society of Breast Surgeons, we certainly recommend doing a monthly self breast exam. Things that are new or changing and persistent. And that's a key word because if something comes about during a menstrual cycle and goes away, that's less likely to be a concern. But if something comes about and stays and is very persistent, then that's more concerning as a provider and needs to be brought to our attention. And so the more that you know your normal and things that need to be addressed, the better.
So what are some of these signs and symptoms that people should be aware of?
Signs and symptoms to look for in the breast, any new palpable lump. So any mass or lump or anything that you feel that's suspicious. In a younger person, that could be a cyst or something not cancerous, but it's very difficult to know that. So it should all be brought to the attention to your doctor. I always tell my patients as well to look in the mirror. So if you look in the mirror, and I know it's difficult for all of us, but if you get out of the shower and turn and look in the mirror, if all of a sudden you see an inverted nipple, so the nipple's going inward, it's deviating to one side or the other, you lift up your arm and there's a big divot in the breast. Those are certainly things that are a change and need to be brought to your doctor's attention. Breast redness or breast swelling, if one breast is much larger than the other. And anything that's new or changing kind of overnight. If you were breastfeeding and after you finish breastfeeding, the nipple kind of stays tucked in, that might not be a concern. But if you're just kind of living your daily life and you look down and all of a sudden the nipple's starting to go inward, that's an acute change and that could be a clinically concerning problem.
Okay. So what does the screening process look like if, you're not at home and you would go into a doctor's office for that screening? What does that look like?
So for the average risk population female, you're going to be recommended for a mammogram to begin at age 40. So average risks are those that do not have an extensive family history of breast cancer or a first degree relative with breast cancer at a very early age. So for the most part, the general population will be recommended for a mammogram to begin at age 40. There's also a lot of data out there in the news and a hot topic right now, especially this month, about breast ultrasound. Oftentimes, ultrasound can be used in addition to mammogram, given dense breasts or other specific findings on a mammogram, but the standard of care is to always start with a mammogram. Other modalities that we tend to incorporate is a breast MRI. That's a little bit more down the road of high risk screening. So it's not typical for the general population, but it's also an imaging modality that we'll incorporate when it comes to breast cancer or preventative medicine for breast care.
Okay. So change the topic a little bit here. So I hear that you're presenting at the All Cancer Symposium. So I was wondering if you could maybe tell us a little bit about that event and maybe what you'll be presenting on.
Sure. Yeah. In the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we get tugged and pulled in lots of different directions and it's a hot topic. So the All Cancer Symposium is being presented through Karmanos. It's on October October 15th. I will be there on time, I promise. and we're asking all patients and breast cancer survivors and patients and anybody interested in the event to register by Tuesday, October 12th at carmanos.org/cancersymposium. All are welcome. And I'll be speaking on the topic of breast cancer and breast care, kind of embracing the future. So looking back at where breast cancer care was as to where we're going in the future, relative to clinical trials, the latest and greatest as far as surgical options and reconstruction, all things related to the future of breast care.
Great, great. Well, it sounds like it'll be a good event. And so, as you said, you know, I'm sure you are, and a lot of other doctors are being pulled every which way, especially in October. So we do really appreciate you being here with us today. So for our listeners, where could they go to find more information on breast cancer and on Carmanos?
So www.carmanos.org is a great website where they can reach out for breast cancer information, and as well as to find breast cancer providers, whether it be surgery, medical oncology, radiation oncology. Your whole spectrum of providers can be found at carmanos.org. You can also call 1-800-CARMANOS.
Wonderful. All right. Well, I think those are all the questions I had for you today. Like I said, we just really, really appreciate you being here and bringing attention to this and for the work that you do. And so good luck on October 15th with the symposium. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Bye.